As human beings, we all need to feel like we belong. In our families, we have the bonds of blood which unite us with each other. We have our friends, which are the bond of shared companionship and affection. There are lots of different civic organizations like the American Legion or the Sons of Italy or whatever the case may be, where the bonds of fraternity and shared purpose unite the members together. In the church, we have bonds that unite us together, which are so much deeper than any of those. In our time, it seems that people are always searching for belonging. For all the wonders of modern life, it seems that we have become increasingly isolated and separated from each other. Have you ever been to a restaurant and see two people sitting at a table, staring at their phones, not talking to each other? I know I myself have been guilty of that from time to time. Many are searching for a sense of belonging because we all need to feel something greater than ourselves in our lives. And we, in the church, have something greater than any civic organization, greater than any friend group, greater even than the bonds of blood that unite us with our family. We have the life-changing message of Jesus Christ. And the bonds of community in the church, which are created by our shared baptism, by our incorporation into the body of Christ. Last Sunday, if you attended one of the masses which I preached, we spoke about the mission of Jesus. That the mission of Jesus is to go and to make disciples. And so his church is meant to be constantly outward moving, outward looking. And in turn, that's why what our parish should be doing. Our parish should be always outward looking and looking to bring in to the bond of community those who are outside of the church. If our parish is focused on this mission of making disciples, it's first of all a place of belonging, a place that brings in the stranger and unites them into the community. And then that sense of belonging then opens them up to believing in Jesus. In our time, people are far more likely to be open to the challenge of being a disciple if they have been first embraced by a community and are walking with others on the journey of faith. Then, when they feel like they belong and they begin to believe in Jesus, then they are on the path of becoming, the path where all of us are, becoming who we are meant to be, which is a beloved child of God and living a Christian life. On September 9th, Monday, September 9th, we will begin a new season of Alpha. And Alpha is a wonderful opportunity to begin forming the bonds of belonging, those bonds which open us up to greater believing. I think we have to be honest and say that our parish is a big place. And it can become a place where you can get easily lost and wonder if anybody really cares about me. Alpha brings the larger parish and makes it small, literally makes it into a group of 8 to 10 people that you journey with over the 11 weeks of Alpha. And I know that 11 weeks kind of sounds like a long time when you look at it from the outside. But consider a little perspective, that beginning on September 9th, after 11 weeks, it will be finished a full week before Thanksgiving. It's only one night out of the 6 others in the week. And I understand that weeknights can be crazy, especially if there are young people at home who need to be ready for school. But I've always thought that we're willing to invest in things that are important to us. And what can be more important than our faith and our bonds of community? In every session of Alpha that I have been a part of, there are always groups that continue meeting after the 11 weeks are over. And I know that that is true of the St. Mark's Alpha that was held just last spring. The bonds had become so strong that they continued meeting with each other. I also know that small groups can sometimes be awkward for people. Trust me, I have a classic introvert personality. So the concept of sitting in a small group with others turns my stomach. But you know, going a little bit out of my comfort zone in these small groups has always been rewarded. Sharing my faith, sharing struggles and challenges with others has always been a place that God has blessed. So if small groups are a little not your thing, perhaps if you're willing to take just a little step out, you'll receive that blessing as well. Alpha can be especially beneficial for those who are struggling with faith, those who are asking the big questions of life. What's the purpose of life? What's the meaning? And perhaps those who are looking for answers in all the wrong places. If you've been looking for a way to reach someone in particular with the message of Jesus Christ, this is your opportunity. Invite them to come with you. In the responsorial psalm today, we sang about how God cares for his poor. In his goodness, God has provided his church to be a home for all of his poor. When we think of those who are poor, we often think of financial poverty. But poverty comes in many different forms. Yes, financial, and perhaps maybe you have experienced that in your life. But there's also spiritual poverty, looking for God, trying to replace him with all the wrong things. There's also bodily poverty, those who are experiencing health problems or long-term illness. Our parish is meant to be a place where all of God's poor find rest and are supported, where we can be brought to the higher place that Jesus speaks about in the gospel today. God desires to raise all of his poor to a higher place, to give us a prime seat at the banquet. But notice in the gospel, you can't just go in and take the first seat. You have to be prepared for it. This experience of belonging in a community and then believing in Jesus is how we are prepared for that higher place at the Lord's banquet, the place that God has called each and every one of us to be. My friends, God can use our natural need for belonging to bestow so many blessings upon us. I will once again encourage you to consider attending Alpha and to keep praying for someone that you can invite to attend with you, someone who needs to hear the message of Jesus. Our community, our parish, must be built on this call to go and make disciples, to belong, to believe in Jesus, and then to become who God has called us to be.